Part 4, Chapter 54, Righting a Wrong. Millennials say putting people first, acting with integrity, and living by a code of ethics are key factors contributing to long-term success. They extend that attitude to organizations. In choosing an employer, they favor companies that share their values. As consumers, they are willing to pay a premium for products and services provided by companies with strong corporate social responsibility reputations. Their employment and buying patterns confirm this. It would seem that millennials put their decisions where their mouths are. It's easy to do right when choices are clear. What happens when situations are more complex, when values collide, or when mistakes happen? What do you do then? Do you stand by your principles? How do you handle your mistakes? What do you do when you discover a mistake made by someone else? We'd all like to think that we would call attention to the error and make amends. Do we? Do you? Quote, "I have no anger towards Judge Aspin at all. He wrote a beautiful letter for me to the President of the United States. It means a whole lot to me that letting me know that he was giving me the opportunity that he couldn't have gave me the first time, this time. I would actually thank him for giving me a second chance at life." Alton Mills made these remarks when asked to comment about the U.S. federal judge who had sentenced him to a mandatory life sentence in prison for federal cocaine violations. After serving 22 years, President Barack Obama commuted his life sentence. Congress enacted sentencing laws that dramatically increased penalties for drug crimes in response to rising public concern about high crime rates in the 1980s and 1990s. The laws intended to improve public safety did not deliver those results, as the availability and use of illegal drugs increased and recidivism rates remained largely unchanged. What did happen was the mandatory minimum sentences for drug possession resulted in thousands of low-level drug offenders serving more time in federal prisons for minor drug offenses than they would have for violent crimes like bank robbery, rape, or even murder. Alton Mills was one example. The more serious drug traffickers, who were the focus of the laws, were largely unaffected. What lessons can we learn from this story? There are two insights. First, leaders make mistakes. Leadership decisions, even those that are well-intentioned, sometimes have unintended negative consequences. When leaders discover a mistake, even one they didn't personally make, they are faced with an important choice. What do I do next? How do I correct the mistake? Federal Judge Marvin Aspin wrote to Obama, asking him to grant clemency to an inmate whose sentence did not match the crime. Second, people make mistakes. The low-level drug offenders who received the harsh sentences had knowingly committed a crime. They also faced an important choice. What do I do next? How do I correct the mistake? Alton Mills is committed to making the most of his second chance and proving to the president who granted him clemency that he was worthy of it. This chapter opened with Alton Mills responding to the question, "What would you say to the judge who sentenced you?" We'll close with the response Judge Aspin provided when asked, "What would you say to Alton Mills?" Quote, "I would say to him that I hope he can leave prison and have a positive attitude. I know that is difficult after all he's been through. So many people have been concerned about him. I hope he can be a positive example to show that not only was a terrible mistake and injustice done to him, but that he can prove by the rest of his life that he was a worthwhile person and justify the confidence that all the people had in him, including myself." We all make mistakes. Our true character is revealed in what we do about a mistake. Take a moment to reflect on the mistakes you have made or discovered. What can you do to right the mistake, even many years later? Your invisible tool, make it right.